What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Monday edition. Cock-a-doodle-doo, everybody. Here we are, getting ready for a powerful week. God's going to use you. Get ready. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making a part of your day. Just had an awesome weekend. So glad to have you here with us, rocking today. We are going to call this episode, Life is a Blink. Wow. Life is a Blink. I'm going to be in Seattle, Washington area next month, all over to Bremerton, Seattle, all Colville. And there's a beautiful woman there, older woman, and her name's Barbara. And her husband were like amazing people and mentors to me. And I remember I went into their house. I think they lived in Kent, Washington one time. And as I walked in, I saw something I couldn't believe. I saw a life-size photo of them, like, you know, those photos kind of look kind of dreamy and blushy. It was like a life-size photo of them, like posing, but it was life-size. And she probably had some, like, leopard fur on, and I mean, they were just like that kind of people, you know. And when I saw it, I said, wow. I said, babe, look at this. When we get married, we're going to have our photo. We're going to get married and we're going to have our photo. And everybody that comes in our house is going to see our marriage photo. And so we had our wedding. And, you know, we got our photo. And if you've been to my house, you've seen the photo of us standing in the middle of Manhattan somewhere, you know, a cab running by. We caught the scene perfectly. And there we are. I have a fitted Yankees black hat on backwards. My wife looking more beautiful than ever. And we captured our photo. And we blew it up, friends. And it is massive. It is wall covering, huge gold frame. I mean, this thing weighs more than you. I mean, it's massive. And I remember when we got it done. When I saw it the first time. And now you overanalyze the photo because it's so big. And now it's like we got it in life form, you know. And I remember looking at that cab that was going by. And I remember thinking, did we just date ourselves? Like, is there going to be a moment that this cab is like old? And my kids are like, Dad, really? You got this Dick Tracy car going by. You know what I mean? And then the other thing that I thought was, the other day I walked past it. That picture is almost going to be 10 years coming up. 10 years. And I walked past the photo and I just looked at it. It's there all the time. If you come over to my house, I'm telling you, you're invited. Come to my house. You look at this photo. It is massive. And we dinner around that thing and I'm just towering over that room. And when you look at the photo, the other day I walked by and I just took a glance at it and I smiled and I thought, man, what a beautiful day that was. And then I thought, oh my gosh, it's been 10 years. 10 years. 10 years for me, blinked. Blinked. I can't imagine what 50 years feels like. I can't imagine being 60, 70 and looking back and how much faster life seems. Because truthfully, friends, life's a blink. Life is a blink. I went through hard seasons of my life. I look back, that's not even who I was. Life is a blink. Chances are, if you're listening to this and you were to get married tomorrow, if you were going to get married tomorrow, would your bridesmaids be the same? Would your dudesmaids be the same? Chances are no. And if you say, oh, yeah, they're all the same, you probably just ain't met enough people since. Because I think every single one would be different. Mostly. Life changes, seasons changes, and life is a blink. And this walk with God is a blink. Compared to the eternity in heaven, this is going to go by so fast. Go to a nursing home. Ask them how fast life moves. They're going to tell you it was a blink. And when I look at that photo and I realize it was yesterday, oh no, it wasn't. It was 10 years ago that feels like yesterday. What happened in time? Psalms 90:14 says, oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we might rejoice and be glad all of our days. We build this life with God day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. It's not the big thrills that make the difference in the long haul, friends. It's every hour, it's day by day, and over time, you'll blink, but you'll be so much stronger than you ever were. You need to realize that every hour is important. Every day is important. And there's one thing that we can't do. And that's sabotage our days. Take them for granted. Don't stay focused. So many of you do. We're going to talk after the break about how we cannot sabotage our days. And we've got to live every single one and make it count. Look, you get 24 hours today. This Monday, you're only getting 24 hours. You got to make it count. You've been rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey, everyone. MJ here. Join me on November 11th to see Jason Gray in concert with EHC's very own Sarah Nichols opening the show. Are going quick, so order today to reserve your seat. Only $15 for general admission and $20 for VIP, getting you up close to the action and an exclusive Q&A with Jason before the show. All proceeds will provide families in need with food for their Thanksgiving holiday. For more information and to buy tickets, go to peaceandprovidence.com.
What's up, everybody? Today, we're talking about life is a blink. Life is a blink. And it is. It goes by fast. And we have to learn to take one day at a time. Look, the Bible says don't let the sun go down in your anger. What does that mean? Don't let yesterday's problems leak into today. It's a new day. It's a new morning. Every time that sun raises, it's a new day of grace and mercy for you. And we have to take this life with the Lord one day at a time. We can't bring in yesterday's hurt to become an anchor for today so you can't move. Rather, we got to forgive yesterday's offenses. We can't worry about the future and even let today's joy be robbed for 1 minute. So many of you ruin today's joy because you're worried about tomorrow. When times get tough, we continue to love, we continue to trust the Lord, and ultimately we focus on Him. You cannot allow bitterness and trauma and frustration and anger and fear and all these things creep in because it's robbing you of a gift called today. I'm asking you today, what are the areas that are sabotaging your now? Because life, I'm telling you, is a blink. You're going to look back and you're not going to get today again. You're not going to be able to get a redo. And the winds of life will come. the storms of life will come. And you won't bend, and you will maybe bend, but you won't break if our eyes are focused on Him. And we really are intentional about joying today. We can't look back and regret if we're maximizing today's blessing. And today, I need you to take a little bit of extra time with your kids and love on them. Today, I need to make sure that you stop at your office and tell somebody how much they mean to you. This is what it is. It's not engaging heaven tomorrow. It's engaging heaven today. Today, we've got to allow the mercies of God to count. Today, we need to be thankful for something. Today, we need to be filled and confess scripture. Today, we need to worship and give God what his praises that are due. Because that's how 10 years will go by and you'll realize that it's just been a blink. But that blink is filled with hope and joy and promise. Because time flies. And life is just a bunch of memories, really. That's all it is. Make as many as you can. Enjoy it with the Lord. Enjoy it with others. Make this day count. Do something today that's going to affect your destiny. We must have the strength to sustain the winds of life. Jeremiah 17:7 says this, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream, and he does not fear when heat comes. His leaves are always green." This week, you're going to be a tree planted by the water, and you've got to trust the process. God got this. Every conversation is not by accident. Everything that happens to you this week is not by accident. Everything that goes on in your life is going to be ordained by God, and He's allowed it. So let's maximize it. Whatever conversation you find yourself in this week, whoever you find yourself around, whatever phone call comes in, whatever surprising email, you have been already equipped to overcome this week. And God is asking you to trust the process. Because just like that photo, and just like people that have been married 50 years, you're going to blink and life's going to change. You're going to blink. I got a daughter that I think is about to be 20. Can you even imagine that? What in the world happened in life? I was a kid when she was born. And it's like, I can't even believe that much time went by. When did we become old? Chris is really old. He looks old. When did we become old? It's just life. And so we keep our hearts young by being filled with purpose. There's a guy at our church that helps with the breakfast program. He actually was like the patriarch of the breakfast program. His name's Kent. He always wants to buy the food, pick it up, take his car. Many times it's his money. I mean, he's a blessing, right? And one day he had a stroke, and it was dangerous. He went to North Carolina. We were all concerned, and we were like, oh, no, you know, we had to figure out who's going to pick up the food for the homeless and for the breakfast. And then Kent slowly tried to come back for recovery. And I remember watching him. He's in a walker. You know, he was in a walker at the time. And I'm like, Kent, what's going on? Are you breaking down on us, buddy? He was really older. And he said, no, I'm going to get better, and I'm going to do the order for the breakfast program again. And I was like, wow, you actually will. Because when you give your heart a reason to beat, it will. And when you give your life a purpose, it takes it. And I don't know how old he is, probably 80s, 90s, something like that. But the truth is, he is allowing to have a purpose change his life. He still does the egg pickups. He still grabs the milk or whatever we need to buy for the breakfast program. And I really believe that it's keeping him alive. I do. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. When you have purpose, it keeps your heart beating. It keeps yourself alive. and you are given a gift called today. Open it, maximize it in every way. I declare today is going to be a day of purpose, of victory. I declare today will count. I declare every meaningful conversation will happen, and we will stop and look at the beauty again of God and all that he's doing. Father, I thank you that life is a blink, but in you, we can maximize that dash. Till tomorrow, you've been rocking with Engaging Heaven Today.
Hello everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it such a success. As a reminder, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. And for our Android users, download the Podbean app. Let others know how you're being blessed.